This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
All take the initiative if we see a problem, and you can make a difference. It may take a while, but you have to be patient and persistent.
To listen to the full interviews with Lloyd Holman and Marcy Rood, go to NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
It's a surge like we haven't seen since the summer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Another 60,000 plus coronavirus cases yesterday. While the CDC reports the U.S. has had 300,000 more overall deaths in 2020 than a typical year, two-thirds of them tied directly to COVID-19.
Donald Trump has exhibited a reckless disregard for human life. And there's just no denying that.
Joe Biden's Democratic running mate Kamala Harris campaigning in Wisconsin virtually, where restrictions are back in place, and in Illinois, too. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Dave, if you're traveling from Colorado, Ohio, Delaware, West Virginia, and Texas to Chicago, plan on a two-week quarantine. That is, the city adds five more states to dozens of others on its COVID quarantine list, and with businesses now also bracing for more shutdowns.
The truth is that we're going to have to tough this out for a little bit longer.
Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker closing indoor dining and bars in Will, Kankakee, DuPage, and Kane counties beginning Friday. State health officials on Tuesday announced over 3,700 new virus cases with a positivity rate, Dave, of 5.5%.
Jeff, President Trump believes we're rounding the corner toward ending this pandemic.
You know, we want normal life.
Then he told supporters at a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania,
Biden will delay therapies, postpone the vaccine, prolong the pandemic, close your schools, shut down our country.
Now, former President Obama will campaign for his ex-VP today in Philadelphia's first in-person event for Joe Biden. Polls have shown the Democrat leading President Trump in Pennsylvania and many battleground states and nationally. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany just told Fox.
There are hidden Trump voters. Make no mistake. They were underestimated in 2016. They are underestimated now, but the silent majority stands.
And so far, according to the U.S. Elections Project tracker, nearly 38 million Americans have voted early so far. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently. And other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
President Trump again called Joe Biden corrupt at his Pennsylvania rally, hours after he urged his attorney general to investigate Hunter Biden's emails purportedly found on a laptop said to be abandoned at a computer repair shop in Delaware.
Fox News learned from senior administration officials that the FBI has the laptop in question, with Bureau and Department of Justice officials in agreement with the assessment of the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, that materials therein are not part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Democrats disagree. Some do believe Russia is behind this and are skeptical because the info was given to Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, which is the reason they and some in the media have dismissed the story about the controversial emails alleged to link then-Vice President Biden to some of his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. And the Biden campaign has said a meeting that was reported is not on his official schedule from there. The FBI is also investigating other emails.
The FBI is investigating why voters in Florida and Alaska are getting emails demanding they vote for President Trump. They're not campaign emails and are written with a threatening tone. T.J. Peisch is the election supervisor in the Gainesville area.
We want to provide everybody with a safe voting experience. And when people are receiving messages like this, regardless of their source, it runs counter to us being able to provide that.
The email senders purport to be the Proud Boys, though a spokesman for that group has told reporters they have nothing to do with the emails. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Reuters reports that the Department of Justice is going to announce today legal action involving an opioid manufacturer, though it did not identify which drug maker is involved. And on Wall Street, stock futures are not moving much ahead of the opening bell in about 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Gear up for fall with Sloan Implement on a John Deere Z915E or a Z900 Series commercial Z-Track mower. Because sometimes you're up against the clock. Think about it. It's Sunday evening. You promised you'd mow this weekend and you still have a chance. You fire up the mower, then you mow at full throttle with razor sharp precision thanks to the John Deere Excel Deep Mower Deck. And hey, the family's right around the corner. Lucky for you, you're already done. Just in time to help with the groceries. Who says the best lawn on the block has to take all day? Get $300 off the Z915E with 0% for 48 months. Or maybe the Z900 series is the ticket at $500 off and 0% for 48. 0% for 48 months only. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/30/2020. Gear up for fall at Sloan's. At Sloan Implement, we're John Deere people too. Powered up with
Sloan's. Hi, this is Lori from Dunker Electric Supply and the Lighting Center. Did you know we are family-owned and have served Decatur since 1971? That's over 48 years. And did you know we are Macon County's only full-service electrical supply and lighting showroom? We carry a full selection of electrical supplies, tools, and the most diverse, up-to-date, trendy selection of lighting fixtures around with customer service that is unmatched by any competition. Stop in and see us at 1744 North 22nd Street or on the web at dunkerelectric.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 64, and tonight, 20% chance of showers and mostly cloudy with a low of 55. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 82 and wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. And for Friday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 46 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:07, and this look at your weather brought to you by Dunker Electric Supply and Lighting Center. Locally owned, family operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, October 21st edition of Buyers & Company. Do you believe these social media companies are cheating against some candidates? New rules for Twitter in place. We'll get into it next.
Buyers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Let me start by saying I absolutely believe that there is a left-leaning philosophy amongst most of the digital tech companies in this country.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I have read a study that, in Facebook in particular, that when they thought that was being said about them considerably, that they overcorrected and ended up actually going the other way,
Here's what MSNBC or Fox, let's use the two cable networks, their idea of overcorrecting is hiring a Republican.
I'm just telling you what I read.
I think ingrained in the culture.
It feels that way for sure. Yeah, I mean, if it's not a reality, it certainly feels as though it is.
There's enough anecdotal evidence.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty fair.
To feel that, and I'm not qualifying. I'm just saying I believe that to be true.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable thought to have.
And I think there's plenty of stuff that's come out with internal emails and things that happened on after the election. And, you know, that... Now, What I don't know is where I come down on what these platforms want to do with their own platforms. I mean, you know.
Do they have any – I know that there is some language written, but, I mean, do they have to be fair?
That's my question. I think that they worry about the politicians coming in and giving them more ammo to break them up or to do other things. I think that they at least have to make the appearance
to play. Yeah, but
that
I mean,
they're playing it straight across.
There's
the board.
No hardcore mandate that they're breaking.
They're not licensed by the federal government. They're right. They're not even held to the standards of like the newspaper industry.
Right.
And so I go in thinking, yeah, there's probably something to this thing leans a certain way. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can look at Fox News. Now, I'll tell you, like Fox Radio, I know all of these people. We used to have them on the air all the time. They're just journalists.
Right.
And if you look at the way they cover stories versus the way the network does with all the talking heads, it's night and day.
Yeah, you can even pick up on that during the top of the hour news that we hear a lot of times. Hey, here's what he did, good or bad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different, but people will just, you know, people who are Rachel Maddow fans will refuse to say anything positive about anything. I mean, if you work for Fox News, you're just Sean Hannity, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of that going on too, and I just get kind of tired of it. I mean, can't anyone just do their own homework and look for the facts?
Right.
A lot of what we spend a lot of our time talking about is the hype. And so Twitter, when I read in The Verge yesterday that they were changing temporarily how you retweet, and from everything I understand about this change is that they're looking for you to take a little more time to actually think about what you're retweeting.
Yeah, they're trying to cut down on the blind shares, you know, of just replicating and spreading.
Yeah. And when your own president of the United States is retweeting QAnon stuff, I mean, it probably we all should take a little bit of a pause.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you retweet a lot of things?
I don't tweet anything.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really because it was said by someone else. I don't need to yell it, you know. Per se, in my opinion. And I think, this race to be first, this race to put a flag down is somewhat dangerous. And you see it all the time. And sometimes it's egregious. And sometimes it's something as simple as like like my football team, they had one positive coronavirus test, but it was reported like in seconds, it was four. And the team put out like, hey, be accurate. Not fast, you know, and that's a small one. Who cares? But that happens, on bigger stuff that does. And once the genie's out of the bottle, it could go 10,000 times in 10 minutes.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I find myself, I don't retweet controversial stuff.
I would probably retweet funny stuff. That's where I would.
Lindsay just
sent
me,
be that guy.
It was funny because Lindsay sent me a text that Twitter stole her idea. She was telling me about, you know, she wanted to contact, Facebook, you know, and like if there was an algorithm that like, are you sure you really want to post that?
Right.
This is a human being you're talking about. You know, like, first of all, that anyone would care, because I think you can, like, one is this idealized world that if you give people the opportunity to do the right thing, they'll do the right thing. And I think that's true of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it's absolutely not true of a lot of people.
Right.
Your safeguard algorithm isn't going to make people have kind thoughts.
No, but it might alleviate or it might reduce drift. Somebody that's not generally that kind, but hey, you know what? You're right. Let me reel that one back in.
Yeah, and I do. I think where to me, my concern as a population is the constant angry faces. Facebook and Twitter to some extent, and Instagram's not as ugly a place mm-hmm. on the whole.
Right. It's just not set up in the same way.
Yeah, but this it's a push to constantly have an opinion about something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
and they're not giving you a gray.
Mm-mm.
You're either loving it, you're crying, or you're red-faced angry.
Yeah, and so now it is. I want you to see how funny I think this person's misfortune is, or how mad I am about this result or something. It's not just yes or no, good or bad. It's
yeah. I want to. You know what I want? I want one of those little icons for meh.
Right. Just like, you know, the controversy used to be this, Brian, when you would see somebody like a loved one or something had died and somebody would write something nice about it and somebody would hit like, and you're like, are you liking that person? Or are you liking that they died? And so it was weird. So now you have this whole degree of the scale of faces except for the, or yes, I read that. This confirmation I've received.
Yeah, I know. And so starting yesterday, when you click or tap the retweet icon, it will pull up the quote tweet composer to encourage you to write something about the tweet that you are retweeting. Now, you don't have to. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just leave it blank and hit the retweet button like you normally would, and it'll still retweet.
Right.
It's just a pause. And they say they're hoping that people would consider exactly what they're retweeting or even take the opportunity to add their own perspective to the retweet. That's not the only changes that went into effect yesterday, and this is until sometime after the election. Mm-hmm. Twitter also won't show liked by or followed by recommendations from people you don't know or don't follow. And the trends box will only show trends with included additional context, like the change to retweets. These tweaks will be in place from today until at least the end of the election week in the U.S., according to Twitter. All of those changes were first announced on October 9th. So earlier in the month, they're going into effect starting yesterday. Now, I am sure, I have not looked, but I'm sure the Twitterverse is just blown up with this is part of the rigging of the election. Donald Trump Jr. was complaining on, I think on Instagram, about how he was being throttled, like that his tweets and his, you know, that he was getting like half the engagement that he normally gets. And he was, you know, suggesting that somehow he's being silenced.
That's interesting.
I don't know. Maybe he is. I don't own stock. I'm not on the board of, I'm not carrying the lunch pail for Twitter or Facebook or anyone else. To me, there's always two sides of this coin. There's the maybe bad behavior from these tech giants, and then there's the really bad behavior by human beings.
Exactly right. And the tech giants, they stand to do better financially by increasing impressions at really any cost until it erodes itself. But, I mean, you could go all in and say, hey, it's a free-for-all. Let's get these ad impressions and just call it that. But I don't know. This is a dangerous game.
So do you feel like you're not really a consumer, so you don't have a consumer point of view?
I'm more of a consumer than you think I am, but I'm not an interacting consumer in that way.
But you're not an active participant.
Yeah, I'm not typing. I'm a lurker.
Okay, mm-hmm. Which is fine. Mm-hmm. I don't mean any of that as negative.
No, I know. I'm just trying to describe it
accurately.
Yeah.
So when you watch, do you feel like people are just in their own vacuum, you know, only surrounded by the people that agree with them? And it's got less to do with the algorithms as it does just sort of like, I'm only going to go down this rabbit hole over here with everyone that agrees with 100% of everything I believe.
Oh, yeah. So I see two different types of people in my consumption. I see the people that are just chronicling life. Okay, and that'll be pictures of the dogs, funny stuff. Sometimes it's politics. Hey, did you see the debate last night? You know, it was pretty funny, right? Or, man, that guy's an idiot. But the other type of person that I see, it is everything is for show. It's icons. It's look at my icon. Look at the pictures I'm putting up. Look at this thing I found. You've got to see this. And it's people that are trying to garner interest and support into a very specific thing, whether it be political or multi-level marketing or whatever, but it is push agenda. And I would say I feel like it's maybe 60-40, those types of people, and the 40 being the people that are just chronicling life. That's how I feel.
Okay. And I don't have anything to debate that with. I mean, nor do
it's
I need
anecdotal.
To.
It's anecdotal.
I mean, to me, it just sort of seems like I can either get a, I can ignore the drama. I don't have to follow the drama. But I don't understand the constant sort of retweeting and the push to retweet. And, yeah, I get if you want to just share information. But people don't put any thought to it at all.
No.
It has become the equivalent of gossip at the diner on steroids.
Oh, yeah. And it's some super mean-spirited, conspiracy, wacky kind of like, are you, you can't really think that, can you?
No. I mean, there, I feel like I used to live in a country where people would go, Pat Robertson's crazy. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there's almost universal thought on the Westboro Baptist Church. Like I mean, like you'd really have to really look far and wide to find like a vocal supporter.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet you get the equivalent of that on social media and people don't think twice.
No. But it's so easy to do it. It used to take work. I mean, the equivalent of this, you used to have to make a sign. You used to have to then go march down to wherever and let people look at you do your thing. Now I can do it in 1 second. And the consequences are like, well, whatever. I can always delete it if I get some blowback. Otherwise, hopefully other people just reinforce what I just did.
Now, on the other side of that, on the exact opposite side of that is this part of the woke movement sort of is wanting to cancel people for their thoughts.
Yeah.
And I think both sides are equally dangerous.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Yet it seems like you have to choose one or the other. And I don't buy that. I think there's a third alternative.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I think we have to be more responsible. And I think social media, if they want to have the power they have got to be, they got to quit encouraging some of the same behavior they then turn around and decry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times people are not aware that the thing that they're calling out against, they're actually doing it as they're calling it out. And it's crazy. And I think that, you know, the cancel culture is terrible. It goes extremely too far. And I think that there's times where some stuff should be canceled. And I think that I know that there's always the slippery slope of that. But I think that there's, with moderation, bad stuff should be called out. And I think on the other side, you know, if you're spreading things that you know not to be true, or actually you don't know anything about, and you're spreading them anyway, it's not productive either. And I think I don't know whose responsibility it is. Maybe it's a third party watch group that is independent.
Yeah, but I know
those don't seem to work.
No, they don't. And I don't know what's going to happen with Congress and what's going to happen. And oddly enough, there are many people that believe that a Democratic administration will be worse for these companies.
Yeah.
I mean, they all are, Jack Dorsey and all of his people at Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg and his people at Facebook, they hate Trump, but it may end up being worse for them under Joe Biden.
Right, because they might be called, if you believe that they're leaning that way, they might be called to action to suppress some of the nonsense coming out that way.
Well, Democrats are going to be far greater in favor of breaking companies up or breaking up monopolies or you know, you're too wealthy, too successful. So, I mean, sometimes that's the boomerangs.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it as well.
So I don't know what the end game is. But I do know that if Twitter is saying to you, why don't you think twice before you retweet something? I'm not sure that's not very good advice your mother probably taught you at a young age.
Yeah, and they're not selectively picking either side. They're universally putting that out there. Correct? I mean, it's not intended.
And they also know what's going to happen if we don't have a clean election, meaning a clear, decisive victory one way or the other, that things are going to get real ugly for a while.
Right.
And that maybe we all ought to just, you know, pause and count to 10.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, at first glance. I mean, you can wait a few extra seconds.
All right, here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 64. And tonight, slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 and wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. For Friday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 70. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 46 degrees, and your WSOI time is 8:24.
Boo at the Zoo, presented by Xfinity, is back. This family favorite tradition at Decatur Scoville Zoo will look a bit different due to COVID-19 requirements. No more waiting in that long line. The zoo is requiring reservations to help ensure a safe and healthy environment for all. Guests can go online to ScovilleZoo.com to make a reservation. The cost is $5.50 when collecting treats, $4.50 if you're not collecting treats, and kids under 2 are free if not collecting treats. Visit ScovilleZoo.com to reserve your spot at this year's Boo at the Zoo.
When you talk about tires, you're talking about numbers, tire size, speed rating, load index, air pressure, and of course, the price. But there's really only one number you need to know for tires. That's 877-5051, the phone number for Smith Tire Company. We're the area's only Michelin Alliance certified tire professionals. Just tell us what kind of vehicle you drive, and we'll go over the numbers with you. When you have as much experience as we have at Smith Tire Company, we know what all the numbers mean and how they can affect your tire and service needs. And with quality tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal, we'll have a tire to fit your needs and budget. And for service needs, remember Smith Tire Company for oil changes, wheel alignment, air conditioner repair, brakes, shocks and struts, tire rotation, and tire repair. When you're driving on the highway or when the weather is bad, you deserve to have confidence in your tires and in your tire dealer. So see Smith Tire Company today at 2119 East Pershing Road or call us at 877-5051. That's the only number you'll need to know for tires.
Any step in your life can be your best, whether you're going to college, getting married, buying a home, or starting a business. The first step toward any new goal in life is First Mid Bank and Trust, because big plans start with smart money decisions. At First Mid, we're all about being here for you for everything that matters, all the way through a happy, well-funded retirement. Why leave the most important things to chance? Let us help you get there. Plan, save, protect with First Mid. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
WFH, you know this acronym, work from home. We're all living it because we're all doing practically everything from home these days, working, schooling, gymming, all under the same roof. And if you have Xfinity XFi, you have the internet built to handle it all. With XFi, you get the fastest speeds for all your streaming needs, reliable Wi-Fi all throughout your home, parental controls, the ability to pause your Wi-Fi with the push of a button, and the Xfinity app to control it all. Listen. Your house is the center of life right now. Make sure your internet can keep it all going. That's Xfinity XFi, and it's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY today. Internet offer requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Ends 11-22-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
I was streaming two different sessions yesterday, full speed, and there was streaming going on in the other room. Rock solid.
I'm telling you, gig speed is like a whole other level of levels.
I'm not kidding. No buffering. It was awesome.
And it is amazing when you just start counting up the devices that you just don't really even think about that are absolutely...
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, love it.
Hey, can I tell you another thing I did last night? I forgot to tell you this. I watched the Chicago 7.
Oh, yes.
And I got to tell you, I haven't been that excited about watching a movie from start to finish in quite some time. I really enjoyed that. The acting, all the extra characters. It was a little over the top in spots, but for effect. And I thought it was a really good story.
When Aaron Sorkin's on his game.
Yeah, I felt he really was.
I mean, I can watch this stuff. There are some diehard Republicans that just can't watch anything if it's... I mean, I'm not one of them.
Right.
I mean, do I think Alec Baldwin says ridiculously stupid things? And he's completely entertained.
Right. Yeah, you can look at entertainment for entertainment.
I can. Yeah. And so just the dramatic... I just thought in a year like this year, you know, we've been here before. Maybe not a pandemic, like, but I mean, we've been here in this election process. We've been this way with riots in the street. We've been this way, police versus, I mean, and we get through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, some would say we just keep repeating our mistakes. I get that.
Yeah, there were a lot of themes from back then that were still relevant right now. But
he started working on this, you know, like in 2007
right.
or something.
I mean, it was coincidental that.
But I think that found new meaning, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought it was pretty good. And there was, you know, so much overreach then. And you know, I mean, Abby Hoffman and those guys, I mean, you could think, you can be on whatever side you want to be. That doesn't mean that you can't find the performances in the script and in the movie well done.
Yeah, that's all I'm talking about. I mean, I just thought they had a really good cast. Some people from The Wire, the judge was bonkers. It was a
Frank
lot of fun.
Langell, yeah, it's, all right. Anyway, we've got to take a break for news, and when we get back here, we've got a lot to get to and only a half hour left. That's not much, folks, but we will cram it all in, I promise you. If you'd like to email, please do so, buyers@wsoyam.com. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Do not go anywhere.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Barack Obama is holding his first rally of the 2020 campaign for Joe Biden in Philadelphia. He says about his old running mate in a video on social media.
He's on the right side of the issues. He'll get the job done. And Joe and Kamala will want you to keep pushing them to get the job done.
President Trump says about Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris.
Kamala, by the way, she will not be your first woman president. She will not be. Can't let that happen. There'll be a woman president. You cannot let that happen.
The president at a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania. The Trump campaign and North Carolina Republican Party lose in federal court, trying to block an extension for mail-in ballots there to arrive up to 9 days after the election instead of three. They still have to be postmarked no later than Election Day. America's listening to Fox News.
Harvest means long hours and hard work and planning ahead for what's next. As the third largest ag lender in Illinois, First Mid Bank and Trust has a team of ag professionals who can help you make profitable decisions for next year. Whether you want to add more acres, upgrade equipment, or make seed purchases for planting, our ag lenders can help. Because we know how important it is to be ready for what comes next. Talk to a First Mid ag lender today. First Mid is an equal opportunity lender.
Your business loan is with one bank. Your mortgage with another, your investments with yet another. Lessen the complexity and streamline your finances with Busey Bank. Consolidate your wealth management, business, and personal banking accounts with Busey and simplify your finances with one contact to help you manage it all. Busey, member FDIC.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 64. And tonight, slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 and wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. And for Friday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 46 degrees and your WSOY time is 8:33.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. Right now is the time where we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed higher on Tuesday and the Dow was up 113 points to 28,308. In economic news, housing starts increased at a 1.9% annual rate during September, below expectations, but were up 11.1% year over year. Building permits exceeded expectations, rising at a 5.2% annual rate. In European trading, the London FTSE was down 1.13%, and the DAX in Frankfurt was down 0.87%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.31%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 2/32, yielding 0.806%. Gold futures were up $7 at $1,922.40. Crude oil futures were down 73 cents at $40.98 a barrel. The Dow is trading at 28,289, a negative 18 points. ADM at 51.11, Ameren 82.16, Caterpillar 169.65, Norfolk Southern 214.04, PPG 134.61, Tate & Lyle 34.12, and Mueller Water 11.03. And Vincent van Gogh was recorded as saying, "Normality is a paved road. It's comfortable to walk, but no flowers grow on it." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. One of the great things we used to do was a Washington fly-in back when I actually liked politics.
Like the honor flight?
No. It would Congressman Ray LaHood at the time would bring constituents out.
Oh, yeah, you
out.
Mentioned that.
I think he worked through the Chamber of Commerce in like Springfield and Peoria and Decatur. That congressional district looked a little different than it did, or, you know, they've changed all that since. But anyway, we'd go out there and they would bring in, you know, featured speakers. We'd go to the, what's the National Library? Library of Congress. Beautiful building. Fantastic. Right next to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
They sit right next to each other.
Oh, wow.
So you can, like, pass all the protesters on your way to go to the... And, just every name you could possibly think of. I mean, I met John McCain. I met Nancy Pelosi. I met, Karl Rove, director of the CIA. I mean, just on and on and on. Big names.
Wow.
And they'd come in and they'd do a little talk and take questions. And Ray had a lot of that bipartisan, you know, so I mean, he'd bring people from both parties. But one of the guys that was really interesting was Frank Luntz. And I don't know if you're familiar with that name.
Not off the top of my head.
I remember that Karl Rove made fun of his toupee, because I think it was like Karl Rove and then Frank Luntz. He's got a really bad wig. Which I'm not being judged. I'm not. I'm just saying it's one that you got to keep yourself from getting hypnotized by it.
Right. If he has a trading card, that has to be on the back. I mean, it's one of his important stats.
Yeah. But he is a conservative Republican pollster. And he was Newt Gingrich's pollster. I mean, he's a guy, and you'll see him on Fox sometimes. Like, they'll have the undecided, you know, like when they do those panels, like after a debate.
Mm-hmm.
You ever watched any of that kind of thing?
For sure.
Now, he was talking to a group called, it's a British strategic advising company called Global Council, and he was on Tuesday. He said that the Trump campaign is the most miscalibrated and worst he has ever seen. I've never seen a campaign more miscalibrated than the Trump campaign. Frankly, his staff ought to be brought up on charges of political malpractice. It's the worst campaign I've ever seen, and I've been watching since 1980. He said Trump advisors have their heads up their, you know what? And then he went on to say this. Now, I mean, this isn't like what you're going to get from callers that are angry, but I'm talking about just in large, thinking about, I want votes across the United States of America. Nobody, this is the quote, direct quote from Frank Luntz, cares about Hunter Biden. Why is Trump spending all his time on him? Hunter Biden does not help put food on the table. Hunter Biden does not help anyone get a job. Hunter Biden does not provide health care or solve COVID. And Donald Trump spends all of his time focused on that, and nobody cares. They're on the wrong issues. They're on the wrong message. Your damn job is to get your candidate to talk about things that are relevant to the people you need to reach. And if you can't do your damn job, then get out. He also said that Thursday, Donald Trump has to have a knockout in the debate on Thursday to have a chance of winning this election. Now, I don't know if he's right on any of that, but I find him to be smarter than not. I mean, you know, and more spot on and accurate than a lot when it comes to sort of what people care about, how the things resonate with people. And I get that it gets the folks that are fired up, right?
Right, but I mean, that's the equivalent of giving a coupon to your regular guest. I mean, they're already coming. You don't need to discount the food.
Well, and to everybody else, if you're spending all your 24/7 social media rallies talking China, 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 and you paid the Chinese government way more in taxes than you paid the United States government, how do you not? I mean, then everybody goes, okay, everybody's doing this. Right or wrong?
Right. It's hard to reconcile what you're saying when it doesn't match up with what you're doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is why I've not understood his reaction all along on, like, where he could relate, where mm-hmm. he could lead and tack. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it not from his personal point of view. I've not gotten it at all from a strategic point of view. If that's all you want to talk about is just getting reelected in politics.
Yeah. You know, a lot of his avid supporters, if you talk to him long enough, they'll tell you why they support him, you know, the economy, this, that, jobs. That's not what he's running this campaign on. Those things that have his base energized, not the red meters.
Well, but, now he is to an extent, but that is also, it's like we're around the corner.
Right.
We're momentarily away from a vaccine. You know, we're going to build our economy back. But what he won't tell you is that how is that possible until we decide as a country to tackle this pandemic? That's not going to happen. And just because you're weary of it does not make what I just said to you not true. So he's speaking to those weary of it, the people mm-hmm. that just, or haven't believed in it from the beginning.
Right.
Got the woman in the Starbucks with the Trump mask.
Yeah, she started this thing off, didn't she?
Yeah, she
did. It's been a long time ago.
No, there's a new one.
Oh, yeah. Daily.
Yeah, there's a new Karen.
Right.
But, you know, her whole thing is she's still screaming at this poor barista, you know, hoax. Mm-hmm. So if you're at that level, I don't know if there's any amount of education that can help you.
Is there enough people at that level to elect anybody?
No.
There's not. No. In any race?
No.
At any level?
On any side?
Mm-mm.
Nope. The conspiracy people all think they're all part of a thing that is much bigger than it mm-hmm. is. Once again, that's that vacuum of social media. I'm just preaching to other people that think exactly the way I do.
Yeah, all you hear, it's that bias. You know, all you hear is that. So it has to be.
And first of all, I'm not saying that the Hunter Biden thing isn't true. I don't know.
Right.
I've told you from day one that thing stinks to high heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying right now that's not on the top of most people's priority list of what we need to do as a country.
Right.
And so that's Frank Luntz not slamming Donald Trump as Donald Trump. That's Frank Luntz saying, this is the worst campaign I've ever seen. Now, the question is it the campaign or is it Trump? I mean, is it advisors telling him to do this or is this him? Is this the tail wagging the dog? Because I get a sense that anybody that doesn't agree with him 100% doesn't last.
Well, do you see, and you consume more of this than I do you see the things that are not directly him, like his commercials, his ads?
They dwindled down. I mean, that thing was bungled from the very beginning. I mean, Biden's killing him on ratio of ads, and I mean, they've squandered
right.
a ton of money.
I mean, what I'm curious is, are you seeing evidence that there's somebody at the wheel that's doing what the campaign as it should be doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think his chief of staff, I think his son-in-law, I think they all sit around and they're trotting out. I mean, this lock 'em up stuff, they're just trotting out 2016.
Right. Right.
And I don't know if you're going to get lightning in a bottle again.
Yeah, there were a lot of circumstances that made electing him to some people.
And they could be again. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I have not one time suggested that there's going to be some sort of landslide. I've hoped for a landslide no matter what happens.
Either way, yeah, you've said that.
So that we can just move on as a country. I don't want to have fighting in the streets and family members not talking to each other, and we'll get through whatever happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to. And I think that in all cases, all outcomes, we need to do collectively better to talk to all Americans and not just your color, meaning red or blue.
Yeah, or black and white, or anything else. Yes.
Yeah.
So, anywho, I thought those comments from Luntz, because it was a criticism not of Donald Trump and his ideas. It was a criticism of how they're running this campaign and how, in my mind, I see it as so tone deaf.
Yeah, I've been critical of the playbook. I've said very early, he's hoping that the same stack shows up in full, maybe a few more, and that's going to be enough, and not really trying to reach to other people, because I think he believes that there's enough Trump supporters.
Well, that's the whole idea of trying to get everybody to fear the mail-in ballots. We don't want more voters.
Right, we'll just take ours that are all good
and
qualified
voters. And both sides
voters.
Do that, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not owned by either one. Both sides want to have their turnout and suppress, I think that's a strong word, but do anything they can in their legal means to keep the other side's vote down.
Right. Do you imagine a scenario that could happen like this where, again, I have no idea what's going to happen, but if Joe Biden were to win let's say sizably on that night, right? Do you see a world where Donald?
I don't see how that happens on election.
Right.
Given the states that are in play and where the larger populations are and the mail-in ballots getting counted last, I don't see how that happens.
Let me rephrase slightly then. Do you see a point where then Donald Trump could potentially be relying on the mail-in votes that he has been disqualifying for weeks now?
Oh, I think they both are.
I mean, where he'll be vocally like, we've got to get all these counted, and to where it's a positive thing that
could
help.
Of course.
The thought just occurred to me that, you know, he could be in a situation where he needs those mail-in votes.
Of course he will. And like all politicians, he won't blink at being contradictory. I mean, you know, that's just,
yeah,
that's the way it is. Anyway, so shoot Frank Luntz, not literally, figuratively, not the messenger.
I do recognize him, by the way.
Passing along what he had to say to a group of people who do what he does for a living. All right, we've got to take a quick break for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
At Toyota, today's the day to score a great deal. That means today's the day to take a ride in your thrilling new Camry. Today's the day to scale new heights in your powerful new RAV4 hybrid. Today might even be the day to go as far as the road will take you with the epic range of your new Highlander hybrid. Today's the perfect day to tackle a new outdoor project in your tough new Tundra.
Today's the day to get $2,000 customer cash on a new 2020 Camry. Headed to your local Toyota dealer today or visit toyota.com for more details. Event ends November 2nd. Toyota, let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Offer excludes hybrid bond. Does not include taxes, license, title, registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Offers vary by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends 11-220.
You've endured challenges this year, and you're ready to get back to business. Since 1868, Busey's commitment to building community business ensures that you, your business, and our local economy thrive. Busey is right beside you, helping to develop plans and build strategies that work as hard as you. Busey, we're right beside you. Member FDIC.
Emergencies can happen at any moment. That's why at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, we have specially trained emergency medicine physicians, registered nurses, and other specialists available 24/7 who provide timely treatment with the utmost care. We are always ready. Ready to save your life. Ready to ease your pain. Ready to calm your fears. Ready to care for you today and every day. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Always ready.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Coming up at 1 o'clock today, a good friend of mine is going to announce his candidacy for the Decatur City Council. Just stay tuned for that a little later today. People forget about it. You know, we've been having these We have our Friday programming calls with all of our markets. And, you know, in an election year, in a pandemic year, you know, we've got music stations. And, you know, how can we help without being a part of all the ugliness? And, you know, keep telling folks, yeah, everybody's geared up for this presidential election. What happens in the spring is so much more important to your community. You know, who represents your school board? Who represents your city council? I mean, 99% of your daily life impacted way more than by who's sitting in the Oval Office.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. One of my good friends told me that, you know, 90% of what he comes in contact with, and he's out dealing with different businesses a lot, and he said this election is getting all the headlines, but the stuff that's happening right here is really what affects policy and things that are happening in day-to-day with the businesses here.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm always thrilled when there is a local candidate willing to step up without an agenda. Not a one-issue candidate, I'm mad about this, or, you know, oh, pot that, or what. I mean, because they love the community, and they're willing to serve.
I appreciate that.
And I don't care whether they're a D or an R in life or anything else. I'm doing this because I feel called to help. Not because I'm angry or PO'd about something.
That's great.
Yeah. I was very happy to hear it. You can pay attention to natakitty.com. I'm like, I can't review.
Right.
So, interesting story worth reading in the Washington Post about 1876 compared to 2020. Because we keep talking about 2020 being another 2000 when it comes to the election, meaning the Gore, Bush. But if you go back to look at what happened in 1876, there are some interesting parallel universe stuff going on. Divided government, legal challenges, the Supreme Court. And this entire argument basically suggests without a landslide victory on election night that we may be headed right down this same path, almost identical to 1876. And I don't want to bore you with the whole thing, but it's fascinating, too. We were just talking about what 68 looked like. And the Chicago riots and Nixon and Humphrey. I loved Michael Keaton in that movie.
Yeah. He's came in and did his job solid.
I mean, that's it wasn't a big, you know, Ramsey Clark, so it's a small part. But anyway, I don't know why Hollywood got rid of him for like 15 years.
And he ended up being an Academy Award winner on his return.
Now, is he coming back as Batman and something?
Yes, I told you that.
You did?
Yeah.
How is that possible that I don't remember you telling me that?
Because I've only told you twice. I got to tell you a third one.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You told me twice.
Yeah. It's all right.
I'm not sure you did.
We got it. I mean, people can go back and podcast it.
I know, but I've got a pretty good memory on stuff like that.
Right. I know you do.
So what's the deal?
Just Batman is an older dude.
Yes, but
it's
where?
It's not gotten much. There's not a ton of details about it.
But where?
What do you mean where?
Where is he showing up?
I don't know. In a movie, a new Batman, I believe. Now I'm not remembering exactly, but I think he might.
You've told me twice before. You
right,
think he'd have
but
this
down? It's
been
a while. Maybe in the Burton universe again.
Okay, but what's the movie or what's the series or what's
it's going to be if it happens, it will be a movie.
Oh, if it happens. So we don't even know for sure.
It's not for sure. Well, look at what's happening in the world. It's like it's on the pre-production discussions. They're trying to get it worked out.
All right, I'm holding on. I'm looking for this because I'm even more confused than when we started. And by the
way, Batman is an old guy in a movie.
No, I get that. But I thought it was some alternate universe thing where they were going to have more than one Batman.
No. I think this is, hey, instead of going backwards, let's fast forward to him as a 60-year-old. What's Batman doing?
Nah, I don't get that at all. Batman star. Okay, this is the most digitalspy.com. Mm-hmm. Batman star Michael Keaton is keeping quiet on whether or not he will actually be reprising his role in the upcoming The Flash movie. So it's not even a Batman.
Oh, so they're good. Okay, now, if another article I read was that would be the tease going into the later on.
And he says he can't confirm his involvement, but I read somewhere that this Flash movie is going to be one of these alternate universe things where there's like more than one. Mm-hmm.
But so what I think that might do is be the setup for, all right, here's Batman as an old dude, and maybe it's in another universe or whatever.
How many Batman movies do we need? And I'm a big fan.
I know you are.
But for crying out loud.
Yeah, we don't need so many.
Are you going to get better than Christian Bale?
That was so good. Heath Ledger, Aaron Eckhart.
Chris Nolan. I mean, are you going to beat that?
I don't think so.
And I'm not a Robert Pattinson hater, and I'm not a Ben Affleck hater or what. It's just, how many do we need for crying out loud?
It's got to be a fresh view for me.
I did like the Ezra Miller kid who played The Flash, which I thought were bad movies. They weren't great.
Right.
The Justice League. Mm-hmm. I like Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman. Oh. I mean, like all the people that are involved in it. I just didn't think they were nearly as good as the Marvel side of things.
Right. I did not really care too much for Aquaman.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, then there was the Justice League.
I like Henry Cavill.
As Superman?
Yeah, he's fine for me.
Yeah. It's good enough. All right. I have no idea. Like three Batmans away from like the next Batman we're waiting for. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this. Stay tuned.
Today is going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 64. And tonight, slight chance of showers and mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 and wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. And for Friday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is still at 46 degrees and your WSOY time is 8:56.
This upcoming election, vote no on the Illinois constitutional amendment question. A no vote will continue to ensure all Illinoisans pay the same income tax rate. A no vote will prevent politicians in Springfield from being able to pick and choose whose taxes they want to raise. A no vote will hold Springfield accountable to all voters. Vote no on the constitutional amendment and keep our state's income tax flat and fair. Paid for by the No Progressive Tax, Illinois Farm Bureau.
As our community moves forward, just say the word. We are here.
Workforce Investment Solutions serves our Decatur community by building a skilled, qualified workforce. We help recruit, develop, and retain the best employees.
Superior Fire Protection, helping design and install all types of fire protection systems for Central Illinois businesses and even your homes.
Beckman Healthcare supports your healthcare needs by providing various medical equipment and supplies with local delivery to your front door.
We will rise better, stronger together. This message brought to you by the Decatur Regional Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, the rest of the skinny on this Flash movie, I got some details. Nick kind of waded into this conversation without a whole lot of backup, so I felt compelled to sort of bring you the facts. In this movie, if this happens, both Batmans, Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton, will be in the same movie.
Yep.
So it's not a... It's an alternate universe thing based on Flashpoint, which was like a comic book run of The Flash.
But I think they're bringing him in to get that next movie.
Nah. Billy Crudup also supposedly returned to play Barry's father, Henry. And this movie was originally going to come out. The Flash, Aquaman, and Shazam were going to be rolled out after. And the other two got a chance, and now Flash may be getting his chance. One Batman, two Batmans. Not to be confused with the other Batman movie. And I just think, after a while, how many Batmans do we need?
I don't know.
Okay, that's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, podcasts are available for free anywhere you get your podcast. Nowdecatur.com, the Nowdecatur app. Tomorrow, City Hall Insider Paul Osborne will be with us. Talk to the Community Foundation, the United Way. A big show on Thursday. Stay safe out there. Social distance. Wash your hands. Wear a mask, please. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 3,714 newly confirmed cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 41 additional confirmed deaths. Officials also reported 74 newly confirmed cases, bringing the total number of cases in Macon County to 2,649. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 350,875 cases, including 9,277 deaths in 102 counties in Illinois. The City of Decatur Mayor and City Council have approved a new electric supply agreement with Homefield Energy for all residential and small commercial electric accounts within the City of Decatur. The new agreement represents nearly a 20% savings for residents and small businesses. In the coming weeks, Ameren customers in Decatur will receive...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.